Let's get started. We're learning Siman Tzadik with the Sif test. We're now going to discuss the importance, the mitzvah of davening with a minyan. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Yishtadel Adam lispalo b'beis hakenesis im hatzibur. A person should be mishtadel. He should make an effort to be mispalo b'beis hakenesis in a shul, in a place of davening. Im ha-tzibur, with the tzibur. And we will see from the Shulchan Aruch that these are two separate points. Namely, if a person is an oinis and he cannot be in the shul, so he should make an effort to daven at the time the tzibur is davening. Or, similarly, the converse, if a person is missed for some reason the time that the tzibur is davening, at least he should go to the shul and be mispalel in the shul, in the makam kaddish. So they're two separate points. So we're in Siman Tzadik, Sif Tes. Somebody was asked Rav Moshe if there's a mitzvah chiyuv to daven with a minyan, or if it's a hiddur to daven with a minyan. And Rav Moshe answered him that it is a chiyuv to daven with a minyan. And Rav Moshe brought a raya from a halacha that we'll have later here in Shulchan Aruch, that it says that a person is obligated, if he is traveling, to go for parsa onward in his journey to get to a place where there's a minyan, and he has to go one parsa forward and 1 mil back to his minyan. So you see from there that a person is mechuyev to go get the minyan. And the place can say if he's in the city, so at least he has to go that area, a radius of a mil in each direction to get to a minyan. So you see from there, Moshe says, it's a chiyuv. So now the question is, why does it say in Shulchan Aruch, Yishtado Adam Lispalo, which is the basic kinesis ima tzibur? It sounds like it's a nice thing. You know, give it a try. Do your best. So Moshe says, the reason why is because since we'll see there are certain heterim if a person is feeling weak, it's difficult, it's a tircha for him to get to a minyan, so then it is mutter. So therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that one should not just patter himself up with an excuse. He'll excuse himself and think, well, this is probably what Chazal meant, that he's not feeling up to it, so mimele he's patter. No, make an effort. Try hard. But really, that's not to imply that it's just a nice thing. No, it is a chiyuv, but it's a chiyuv with exceptions, so he shouldn't just assume that the exceptions apply to him. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah up to here. Chav Zayin and Chav Ches. Chav Zayin with Paro Babesa Kinesis. We said this is two separate points. One is to be in the shul. V'afilu im yesh loy asara babesa. He has a minion at home. He has a way to say Kedusha and to daven with a tzibur. But afal pikein is a mitzvah yishtadol v'beis hakenesis. He should make an effort to go to a shul, to go to a mukum tefillah, a place where the rabbim is mispalel. V'ayin b'sif yudches b'mishnah berurah sif katan nun hei. The Mishnah Berurah there, the Shulchan Aruch discusses if he has in his house a beis midrash, even if it's his own personal beis midrash, and he has a minyan that comes, a minyan mitzumtzum, he has 10 people to daven in his beis midrash with him, or to go to the shul. But there it says it is preferable for a person to daven in his own beis midrash, even though it's not made for the rabbin, and it doesn't have a big minyan like in the shul, but it's a milah of the Kedushas HaTaira. The beis HaMidrash has Kedushas HaTaira, and therefore overrides the milah of a makom tefillah of a beis HaKenesis. That's the Mishnah Berurah's reference. We'll see that in the Hashem. Sif Katan Chavches. And then there's another consideration. He should make an effort to daven with the tzibur, to be together with the tzibur. What is the maila of tefillah b'tzibur? Mipnei ena kadosh baruch hu moyes b'tfilas hatzibur. Chazal tell us that the tefillah of a tzibur is not despised. That means that a person, when he comes to be mispalo, so they check his credentials. They check to see that his tefillah deserves to be niskabel, both in the quality of the tefillah or in the quality of the person who's saying the tefillah. And it's not so simple that the tefillah should be niskabel. But if a person is coming with the group, with the tzibur, then he gets a free ticket in. The tzibur is niskabel, like Chazal say, a mashal of of a group of people that are coming to the king. So since they're coming as a rabbim, so he lets them all in, even though if they would each one come to the door on his own, maybe they would have to consider who they're going to let in or not, and maybe he wouldn't be let in. But since he's part of the group, he lets them in because it has a chashivus of a tzibur. You're asking, there's no minyan in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? I don't know if your assumption is accurate, because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there were mamadois, that there were Yisrael, that were mispalo for the korban should be niskabo, and they would send a delegation of people from each section. Eretz Yisrael was sectioned off into 24 groups, like they had 24 mishmaros of kahanim, and they would send their delegation from their area, and they would have tefillahs, just like the people in the Beit HaMikdash would be mispalo for the korban, so the people at home would also be mispalo. Made up from Kleisel, but okay, there was such a musig al kapanim, a tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, certainly time of Chazal, and even Maraim, and the Tanayim also. I'm not so sure that there was no concept of a shul. The Gemara and Megillah Darshans from the Pasuk in Yechezkel, I'm trying to remember what's in the Pasuk, is Mikdashi Ma'at, which is going on the shuls. Going on the shuls. I don't know. I mean, according to Chazal, there are psukim that make reference to shuls, but the Knesios, but the Midrashois. Rebbe had, I mean, the Gemara says, you're Mevatel, the Mikra Megillah, base Rebbe were Mevatel to go to the shul. They had a shul, and it was in time that's nine. Rebbe was God after the Beis HaMikdash, but I don't know. You're making an assumption. I'm not fully convinced is accurate, unless you have a ra'ah for me. But I'm not fully convinced. So al kaponim, there is certainly a concept of a tefillah's rabbim. Kel tein kel kaber lo yimas. Hashem does not despise the tefillah of a tzibur. V'afilu haya behem chaitim lo yimna milas paul imohem. Even if there are chaitim in a tzibur, he should not refrain from davening with him. Now I want, this is actually, I think, a very interesting point over here. Just appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Look at a second in the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev also brings this halacha, and you'll notice he says it a little bit differently, and actually makes a tremendous difference. In Tzivkat and Yud Aleph, in the Ber Heitev, he writes, "Vafilo ikah betzibur har bechaitim." Even if there are a lot of chaitim, he should not refrain from davening with the tzibur. And the Mishnah Berurah didn't say that. He said, not that there are harbe chaitim, he said, haya behem chaitim. There are chaitim. Now, what's the difference between harbe chaitim and haya behem chaitim? So take a look in the Shai Tshuva, you'll see something very interesting. Ein behetev, Hamashikal said, what he wrote, afilu yesh harbe chaitim, this lashon of harbe chaitim is a little controversial. The Lashon HaRambam ain't Kasuv Kain. The Lashon HaRambam, who seems as the source of this halacha, doesn't say Harbe Chaitim. Ella Vafil Hayabam Chaitim, which was the language that the Mishnah Berurah used. So clearly the Mishnah Berurah saw the Behetev in the Shai Tshuva, and we can assume that the Mishnah Berurah picked the Lashon of the Shai Tshuva of the Rambam for a reason, as we'll see. That Harbe Chaitim is not so accurate. The Adoni Avizakeni Marsha, it seems that the Shai Tshuva was an enikal of the Marsha. The Chidushei Agadah is the Kriya says Kasev Esalas. We know the Chazal say that the Samim of the Beis HaMikdash that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, so there were 11 Besamim. And it was mamish, a delicious smell. It was something we couldn't imagine. And there was one spice that was in this Ketairis that awful smell, Chalbana. And Chazal learned from here that the spice, which seems to signify a tefillah, and it's a tefillah of a rabbim, you take all the spices together and then you make an offering, a smoke offering in the mikdash. So there's one that doesn't smell so good. And that teaches us that you're supposed to include the chaitim, the sinners, in with your tefillahs. You let the chaitim come to shul and you let them daven with you. So the Marshal says an interesting thing. He says that there are 10 spices, 10 herbs, aside from the chalbana. So you have a minyan aside from the chaitim. which means that the chaitza doesn't count to the minion, and mimela, and he taines the marsha that there should always be at least a minion connected the chalbana to batla. Because of Adam Rinan, Kol Tainas, Shein Va Peshe Yisrael, a Tainas that doesn't have Peshe Yisrael is not a Tainas Tzibur, Shai Chalbana, and the Raya is from Chalbana, Shetzarech Leo is Yurod Chutz Min HaPesheya. There have to be 10 people aside from the Peshaya. So if he's in a minion of Peshe, maybe he should consider a different place. He had to have at least a minion aside from the Peshaya. A Kamayba Keteira, Shai Yud Samamanem Chutz Chalbana, aside from the Chalbana. And then the Shai Tshuva says that he found even more than that. Not only do you have to have at least a minion aside from the Peshaya, but for every Peshaya, you need another minion. Shuvu Isi B'Shem Chesu B'Avraham Shechazav Kein Be'en Kerei Nara Memva Ein Sham Shechazav Davka Kishish Yud Tzadikim Ve'echad Rasha Oichav Tzadikim U'Beis Rishay Avo In Kerech B'Tes Tzadikim. You don't have the Kerech of Tes Tzadikim to be Mevatel to Rishay. That's interesting, Shai Tshuva. And L'Chari, that is what the Mishnah Berurah assumed, because the Mishnah Berurah did not bring down the Lashon of the Hay Tape that said, Harbi Chaitim. The Mishnah Berurah said, Tafil Hayabem Chaitim. There are Chaitim, there's Chaitim, but there's plenty of Tzadikim to be Mevatel the Chaitim. Well, Yimna Milis Pali Imayim. You should not refrain, you should not go to that shul just because of that. So from the, you're asking if it's chaitim, if it's a very b'mezid, if it's a very b'shegik. The lashon of Chazal, which the Shartuva brought down from the Marsha, that's the poishim. It doesn't seem like we're making people are doing bad. It seems that not just we're talking about they're doing bad things. I don't think he means that it's had in tzadik b'aretz asher ya'aseh tovul yachid. I think he means more than that. I think so. Yeah, you should not daven in the shul just because there are people that are not up and up. But you have to ask a ten tzadikim to be mevatel. That's what he says. Yeah, that's what he says. Let's go further. Oh, we're up here. In yesh lo shtei badik anisiyas. What if there's two shuls, v'echad yesh bo'i b'reiv, and one of them has more people in it? So you have a choice, two shuls, they're both equal. I don't know about other considerations, but al kapanim, they're equal except that one is bigger. Mitzvah is pano bo yesh. It's preferable to daven in a shul that has a bigger minion. That's a maila. A bigger minion is a maila. It's a b'rov hadras melech, that's a bigger hidr. Kasu achreinim. Dachonim wrote, the im yesh bebeis hakanesis shall rov rov bilbul. If this big shul, which has a lot of people, which we said is a mila, but it comes along with a chesaron that there's a lot of bilbul, with noise and busyness and who knows what, it's hard for him to concentrate because of all the busyness. Main adam shemeya like tefillah like kriyas ha'tayrah, he can't hear the tefillah, he can't hear the kriyas ha'tayrah. So then, even though theoretically it would be a maila, mutav lispar babeise basara. If his only other choice is to daven at home with a minion, then he'd be better off there, where at least he can concentrate on the kriyas ha'tayrah and on the chazan. Agav, the chayadam, on this point, on this halacha, he adds another nekuda, kol shekein, if chalila is going to be nikshal, and in a veirah, if he's in such a place where people are, there are chaverim roim. There are people that like to shmooze. They like to make jokes, or other things that are going to draw him in and make him to do things that are azulzul in the kavod of the shul. So he certainly shouldn't do that. And the chay adam, he's certainly better off davening in basara in his own house. And he brings the lashon of a Zohar Kaddish, which is kedai to hear the words. The Zohar Kaddish speaks very, very sharp about the kavod, the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and the zilzul, how we don't treat it right if we're going to speak dvarim b'teilim, and if we're going to speak even divrei chol in the shul. Read you the lashon, very, very sharp language in the Zohar Kaddish. Man. A person who speaks in a Bekanishta shul, milin dechol, just divrei chol, forget about the divrei masurim, forget about the divrei of litana, the lashon hara, machlokas, we're not talking about that, milin dechol, just chol, this is a makam kaddish, and he's speaking chol. Says Mazar Kaddish, vayrei, Vile, the Axi Piruda. He's showing a pirud. He's showing that there's a separation between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vile, the Gara Mehamnusa, vi to him, that he's taking away the Amuna. Vile, the Lefe Chuka Belikad Yisrael, vi, that he shows that he doesn't have a chelik. And the Elokei Yisrael, he shows that there's no Shechina here. He shows that he doesn't have, there's no Hashgacha practice on a Makom of a Kadosh. The Achzi Daha Leiz Eloka, he shows that he doesn't believe in Hashem. Ishtakach Taman, he shows that Hashem's not over here. This is not Hashem's house because he doesn't treat it like a Makom Kadosh. Leiz Lechulka Bey, Hashem doesn't have a chelik in this Makom. He's not scared of him. He's not treating him with reverence. And there's another thing. He's disrespecting the tefillah. A person who realizes that the tefillah is making tikkunim, it's doing things in Shemayim which we can't see, but we have a mesayah that it creates olamos and kedusha and olamos al yanim. Say, if he would realize that, he wouldn't be speaking divrei chol. So he's disrespecting the tikkunim. He's disrespecting the powerful influence that he has in Shemayim. Very, very sharp lesson. So we have to take a muster treat our shuls with the proper respect, proper reverence, by not speaking divrei chol in the shul. Let's go further. A basic kinesis b'yachid u'b'beisoy basara. If he has a choice, very interesting question. He has a choice to be in a shul b'yachidus, by himself. He's going to hear later Kaddish and Kedusha, so we're not worried about that. We're just talking about the question, the maila of being in the Makam Kaddish of a shul compared to being in his house, which is not a Makam Kaddish, but he has 10 people to daven with. Again, not because of the Kaddish and Kedusha, but because of the mitzvah of davening b'tzibur. So which one is a greater maila? What's the greater maila? Davening b'tzibur or davening in a shul, a place that's a Makam Kaddish? He'll hear Kaddish and Kedusha either way. But the question is, in the Shemona Esther, what's a bigger Maila? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Tefillah of Tzibur Adif. The Tefillah of the Tzibur, to be dominating together with 10 people, is a bigger Maila, bigger than the Kedusha of the Shul. The Tefillah Yahu Lishmoya Kaddish Ubarachu, even if he's going to be able to hear Kaddish and Baruchu later, he'll have it in the Shul of Yechidus, and he'll hear later. Kaddish and Kedusha, Tefillah Yahu Tefillah Tzibur Adif. The Maila of being together with a Tzibur is a bigger maila. So here, when we're comparing, we're saying there's two in Yanim, we have to be mishtadl. We have to be mishtadl to be in a shul, and we have to be mishtadl to be mispowel together with the tzibur. The maila of the tzibur is a greater maila. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to define for us what exactly do we mean when we say tefillah b'tzibur, and he's going to reject a misconception that we have, that we go to shul in order to do Devarim Shebe Kedusha. You need a minyan in order to answer Baruch Hu, in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah, to answer Kedusha, to say Kaddish. That's what we think is the whole purpose of a minyan. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that the truth is that the tefillah b'tzibur, that's all emes. It's certainly a mitzvah to do these things, and you certainly do need a minyan. But the concept of tefillah b'tzibur, which we're discussing, is to be mispaled your Shmona Esrei together with a minyan. As the Mishnah says now from Achai Adam, Deka tefillah b'tzibur, the tefillah b'tzibur who tefillah Shmona Esrei, is to say your Shmona Esrei, da'ainu, chispalu asara anashim, shem gedalim. You have to have 10 people that are gedalim b'yachad, together. But like a shechesh v'na hamlein, not like the hamlein think, she'ikri l'ispalu basara, that the whole reason why you didn't need the minyan, who rakli shmoya kaddish, kedusha, baruch hu, is just for the nyanim of kedusha, to hear kaddish and kedusha and baruch hu. V'chein enam ha'kpidim, rak shiyu asara b'beis ha'knesses. So it seems, I don't know if this is so true today, but at least in the Chai Adam, a couple hundred years ago, this was true, was that people thought that the whole reason why I had the minyan was to just say kaddish and kedusha. And mimela, each person would daven on his own, at his own pace, in the shul together, but they would say the divrei kedusha with the chazan. Without place, that's a mistake. So therefore, that shows a person his obligation that he should hurry up and come to the shul early enough, Kadesh Yagilis, Paul, Shmona Esrei, B'tzibur. They should be able to be up to Shmona Esrei with the Chazan, because that's why he's coming to shul, aside from hearing his Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, but he's coming to shul in order to daven with the Tzibur. Daven with the Tzibur means to start his Shmona Esrei at the same time. Now, there are two points over here in this Mishnah Berurah, which there's a lot of discussion in the Achronim. One point is that the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a quotation of the Chayadam, that she's Paul Asara Anashim Shem Gedolim. There should be 10 people davening. So there are poskim, Rav Moshe writes this in a tshuva, and there are other poskim like this, the Brit Karav, that say that tefillah, by tefillah there's no concept of ruboy kekulay, that to be tefillah b'tzibur, you have to have 10 people that are davening together. 10 people. It's not enough to have, like, Lamashal, six. You have 10 people in the room, but 6 people say Shemana Ezrei, and 4 people are who knows where in the Kriya Shema. According to Rav Moshe and the Brit Karav, Rav Schoenbach brings this down to the Brit Karav, that's not good enough. And the Brit Karav gave a mashal. He said that if you want to make Kiddush, yeah, and you have a kais that's a full revius, and you drink Rove of the Revius, so you're Yaitse Kiddush. Rove Revius is Ruba Kekule. But if you have a cup that only contains a Rove Revius, it's not a big enough cup, it doesn't hold a whole Revius. You don't say, well, Ruba Kekule. That since the size of this cup is Rove of what a Revius should be, so therefore this cup is like a whole Revius. Isn't that true? The cup is, it only contains a Rove Revius, it doesn't contain more. You say Ruba Kekule, yeah, when it's a ruboy mitoich kule. A ruboy kule is when you have a whole roy, you have a whole revius, and then rove of that revius you drank, and you say, well, drinking rove of the revius is like drinking the whole revius. But if the whole cup is only less than a revius, you don't say, well, now it's rove of a revius, so it must be the whole cup is like a revius. We don't say that. So the Brit Karav explains the same thing with your minion. You don't have a tzibur over here. You don't have 10 people that are davening together, you don't have a tzibur. You can't say, well, since I have 6 people, it's kilu is a tzibur davening. No, you need is that a rov mitaych kulay? That's the Brit Karav. There are, however, many poskim that do not agree with this Rav Moshe. If I wrote it down for you just a second. The Bitsina Rav's brother, Batel HaChachma, he's Deicha the Raya of the Gris Moshe, as well as Rav Benjamin Zilber in the Beis Baruch. And the Minchas Yitzchak also is mitzadeh that it's not, you don't need 10 people, huh? What do you mean with their source? Ruba Kekule. Pashas is Ruba Kekule, and they tell you that the lashon of the Chayadim was Lav Davka. He wasn't coming to tell you that you need to have 10 people all together. We see from his lashon, really what he was coming to tell you was that people made a mistake. They thought they didn't have to daven together whatsoever. Each person davened his own pace. And they just said, Kaddish and Kedusha, that was his point. You have to have 10 people davening together. Not to tell you that you need to start at the same time and 10 people. That's how Rabbi Yomim Zilber Tain is. He called them Mina the Chayadam. And also the Bettina Rebbe's brother, the Petel Chachma, also that's his main point. There's a concept of Ruba Kekula in the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere. It says there's such a thing. You can say Kaddish and Kedusha with a roiv of minion. You don't need a whole minion as long as you have 10 people there. You have 6 people that daven. You can make a Chazar Sashat. You can make a Kedusha. So you do see a concept of Ruba Kekula. That's what they're relying on. So now, Halakha L'maise, it certainly would be preferable, but the minig, the Pitkei Tshuva's saying is like this, the minig was always in Altaheim, the Betel Chachma says this, he's made, that in Altaheim they used to start the Shemoneh Esrei with only 6 people, and they didn't go looking around to make sure that they have 10 people starting exactly. That's what he says. He said this in Altaheim, yeah. Right. Right. Well, the question, you could certainly say Kaddish and Kedusha. That's not the question. The question is if you have the mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And now, what's the Nogeya, the mile of Tefillah B'Tzibur? Okay, it's Nogeya if your Tefillah is this Kabul, which we don't see what's happening in Shemayim. So but it's also Nogeya Halakha. There's a Halakha that you're allowed to skip your Pesuk HaZimra L'Mashal to Daven B'Tzibur. So if you're going to skip your Pesuk HaZimra, there are only 6 people that are starting Shemoneh Esrei together, so according to these poskims, Rav Moshe, you don't have a right to do that. That's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. I know, I understand. I'm just saying that what's in Nogeya, primarily it's Nogeya if your Tefillah is Miskabel. Now there's another point that the poskim discuss over here, is what does it mean starting together? The lashon of the Chayyadim is Asara Anashim Shehem Gedolim Biyachad, together. So Rav Moshe says in a tshuva that Biyachad, together, does not mean that everybody starts simultaneously. And his proof is a logical explanation that even once everybody starts davening Shemona Esrei, nobody is davening at the same pace. This person's in Avos, and this person's already by Refaino, this person's by Ritzei. Everybody's in a different place. And they finish at a different time. So where's your tefillah b'tzibur? Everybody's davening together? What do you mean? This guy's saying one thing, this guy's saying something else. So he says, Mimela, it's also the same thing. If somebody else is in Refaino, and you started your Shemona Esrei, and now you have to Avos, so you're davening with the tzibur. That's what Moshe says, huh? You're saying that the minhag sfaradim is to do it in such a way that they can be together. The truth is that originally, in the time of Chazal, at least up until the time of the Rosh, they used to say the Chazan used to be Maitzi the Tzibur, at least by Birkas Kriyashma, he'd be Maitzi then. So they certainly were all on the same all the same pace. Okay, you're making a valid point. Al Kalpanim, this Rav Moshe says Halakha L'maisa, he holds that it's called Tefillah B'Tzibur, they have to start mamish simultaneously. There are Machmirim, the Briska Rav held that they have to start mamish simultaneously. Interestingly enough, Rav Dessler, okay, it's not a proof to halacha, but an interesting point. He says that in the yeshiva of Kelm, which was known to be extremely mesuder, that was one of the big avoiders of the altar of Kelm, was Seder. And Rav Dessler, who learned in the Talmud Torah of Kelm, said that it was like a maifes. Every single bucher in a large yeshiva of 100 bucher, every single person in the whole shul got to Shemona Esrei at the exact same time. No, but I don't know, but they had the avodah of self-control. They were all able to get themselves out of bed, and they get the tefillah, they get the siddur, to get to the same place at the same time. Okay, that was a big avodah. Probably the derech memutza, which I in general prefer, the Chazon Ish says something in between, that there certainly is a mile of starting exactly at the same time, and he calls that the best tefillah b'tzibur, but it's also called tefillah b'tzibur if he starts a little bit afterwards and he's still including his tefillahs with the tefillahs of the tzibur. Oh, you're asking a terrific question. You want to know if a person could go ahead in order to, because he knows he goes at a slower pace, he wants to start earlier and get, it's perfectly mutter, and recommend it if that's what you need for yourself. Yeah. Okay, let's go further. Another question. Misha Hilik Mashabas Vyam Tov Bashkama, Lis Pala Baminyan Asara. A person davens on Shabbos with a small minion, a minion of 10. And the reason why is because where he was, his tzibur is davening too late. They're going to miss him on Kriyashma. And he wants to, and he has a hatzit to do this, he can make a small minion and make sure that they make the zman. That's what he's doing over here. But now the shaila is, he certainly had a right to do that for shachar. So what about Musaf? What right does he have to continue davening with his small minion in his house when he could go to a shul and daven with a large amount of people, Musaf, in a shul? Right? We just said that davening is shul, we have Rovam Hadras Melech, and you have the makam of tefillah, of a basic kinesis. Can he continue his tefillah, shachris, and musaf, or in his house, or should he stop after shachris, and everybody should go over to shul and be mispalel with the tzibur? He took care of the issue, which was that the tzibur is davening the shachris too late. So now, the musaf is no problem. Let him daven musaf with the tzibur, or it's a tircha, maybe he shouldn't have to do that. That's the question. So the Mr. Rosevsky, Rov Tibur Ma'akrim Tfilas from the Tibur, they're davening too late, so he wants to have a minion in his house. Of Oisa minion, Ms. Palam Gam Tfilas Musaf. That minion, they're davening Musaf. The Shaila, he wants to know what he should do. They're going to daven Musaf anyway. Should he go to Shul or should he stay put and daven with his minion? and he has enough time to get to shul. What should he do? What's better? It would be preferable for him to go to shul and daven with the Beis HaKnesses in the tzibur where he has a robot, the robot Majis Melech. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down. That would be preferable. That's only if he really has a makom yuchad in the shul. Meaning this is really his makom. He should be in shul. That's where he always davened. And now, he only is davening at home because of the issue of the late Kriya Shema in the shul. And now they took care of that, so it would be preferable for him to show up in shul for Musaf. If he doesn't have a makom yuchad, that's not really his place to daven. A new consideration, which we didn't bring up until now, it's better to daven in one place. Once you start in one place, you should finish over there. He doesn't see the reason why. I didn't see this tshuva the Yad Eliyahu. Maybe we could assume just he would have more yeshuva das, or he created this as his makom tefillah, so he should continue to be mispalel in the place where he already daven. Akapanim, that's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. So on the one hand, if it's his makom kavua in the shul, and he's only davening the shacharis to make an early davening, he shouldn't miss one kriya shema, so it'd be preferable to go to daven in the shul for Musaf. But otherwise, if it's really not his makom kavua, let's say he's visiting somewhere and he's in a place where they only have hashkama minyan, and then they have the regular minyan is later. So then in Achinami, he could finish his whole tefillah on the hashkama minyan. He's not mechuyev to leave where he is, where he started davening, and to go finish it up, since that's not his regular shul. A new halacha, also another interesting point, shouldn't be nage any of us. A person is in jail, and the jailkeeper, because this probably doesn't apply in a modern setting anyway, but the jailkeeper is going to give him permission to leave the jail for one day. And the question is, if he leaves right, he has opportunity. He can go down in a minyan. He can hear Kriya Shema, whatever it is. He can hop around mitzvahs, right? Now, if he's going to go right now, he'll get the normal mitzvahs of a daily minyan. Or he could wait till Yom Kippur, till Purim, to a special day that he can have a special day in shul. So what should he do? That was the question. Should he right away take the opportunity and just ask for, let me go tomorrow, and he'll go and have a normal weekday davening in a shul? Or should he wait for a special day sometime down the road for Yom Kippur or Purim? That was the shaila presented to the Radvaz. And the Radvaz says, "Ein ma'aver al mitzvah." Listen, don't pass it up. Who knows what's going to be? Yeah, who knows what's going to be? Kaza b'tshuva is the Radvaz, a tafus, a person who's in jail and he's given permission by the jailkeeper to go out and daven in the tzibur and a minyan whichever day he wants. What day should he choose? That day, then go right now, hurry up. He gave you permission, take the opportunity. Don't let the mitzvah turn to chametz. La'amtin al Yom Kippur or Purim. Don't wait for a special day, a Yom Kippur or Purim. That it's preferable to just get the mitzvah, with the mitzvah that presents itself, the first opportunity, seize it. But there's such a thing in the Eretz Yisrael, they have such a thing, they give them a day out. The white collar crime, they let them out for a day. Interesting. Okay, so there is such a concept. Interesting. The truth is, this is a very long sugi in Achronim because he touched on a very interesting nekuda, which everybody picks up on. As the Gemara in Zvachim has a question, there's a concept of priority in halacha. If something is tadir, everybody knows the rule, the tadir v'sheinu tadir, then tadir kaidah. There's another rule in Zvachim, it says, kol ha'mekudesh mechaveray, it's kadam es chaver. Whatever is more holy, whatever is more mekudesh, comes first. Then the Gemara asks a question, what happens if you have kadosh against tadir? Something's more done more frequently, But on the other hand, you could do something that's more kaddish. Which one takes priority? Which one is more chashiv? And the Gemara has a question that doesn't come out with something clear. And the Achronim ask on this Radvaz that L'chadera, what he's telling us is you should do Tadir over Mekudesh. You have a choice of Tadir, so an immediate mitzvah that's done all the time, your daily minyan, versus a very holy day, Yom Kippur or Purim. And he's telling you do the Tadir. So he picked one of the sides. It's not fair. Well, what happened to the Gemara? It's a big discussion in the Achronim. With this Radvaz, it is the same. It's not the same. Fine. One main chiluk is that we're talking about the guys in jail, and the jail keeper, who knows, he's going to be a nice guy for, now he said he can go. Well, when it comes by Yom Kippur, poor, maybe he's not going to be in such a good mood anymore. So Pasha, the reason why he's ain't havien all mitzvahs, he shouldn't be machmis the mitzvahs, because who knows what will be the next day. So take advantage of the opportunity now. Fine. Honest. Now we have a little time. Yeah, a little bit more time. Let's get started. The Mechaber then goes further and says, this was L'chadchila, what he should do. Ideally, he should be Mishtadol to daven in basic Knesset and a Tzibur. What happens if he's an Oynis? And he can't make it to Shul, but he could still daven at the same time as the people that are being Nefpal. So he should do so, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'im hu, Amnus. If he's an Oynis, Shena Yochel over the basic Knesset, he can't come to the Shul. So he should have kavana, he should make sure to time his Shmona Esrei to the time that the Tzibur is davening the Shmona Esrei. It's a maila of tefillah b'tzibur. It's not mamish tefillah b'tzibur, but it's a maila that his tefillah is more nisratza and more niskabel when it's at the time that the Tzibur is being mispalel. You're asking his tzibur, any tzibur. I don't know so clearly. We're gonna see about people that are in the kfar, they're in the outskirts, and they're with the city. And the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, that's a good question. I'm not 100% clear, but we'll see later. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this point. We'll finish up with this. Chattes, he's an einus. Einus shetash koichai. What's the einus that we're discussing? He feels weak. He doesn't have to be mamish sick, but if he feels weak, he's not mechuyah. That's why we were saying there's a lesson of ishtadlus. He shouldn't just, every day he has an excuse. Well, I don't feel so good. I'm not up to it. It could be a yetzahara, not a real oynus. So he has to be honest with himself, which is not always so easy. V'imu oynus mamain. What about an oynus mamain? What if he's going to lose money? Shmachmat ishtadlusu is powering a tzibur. If he's going to dive with a tzibur, yavuli de hefshet, he's going to lose money. Then Allah is Yaakov is called the Beisay Beichidi. He can daven Beichidi in his house, or the Beisay Knesset boy Tzibur or in the shul. Without a Tzibur, he's not mechuyev to lose money because of davening with the shul. However, that's losing money. But if he's going to have an opportunity, he'll pass up the opportunity to daven in the shul. Not Tzibur Abomishum Menias Ravach, just to pass up an opportunity. Lo Yimnam is Pawim Tzibur. He shouldn't refrain from davening at the tzibur. The chiluk yesh bein menias rabach lebein hefseid mikisoy. There's a difference between a lost opportunity or a loss of money. And a loss of opportunity, there's no bigger opportunity than davening in shul. A loss of money is a loss of money, it's not mechuyah. But a lost opportunity, you have a bigger opportunity. You go davening in shul. Okay, we'll stop here, Blinetta. We'll see tomorrow, Maisei, the Mishnah Berurah brings down.